Lecture topic, Courage to Control the Lustful Soul, Part 2.
I mentioned one ayah of the Quran. We're in the corporal world. You know how it happens there. Unfortunately, the slogan is, many women have to sleep their way up. It's a sad reality, and Muslim women as well. It's an exploitive world. Not talent, not skill. But unfortunately, to climb the economic ladder, to upgrade herself, it's a sad, harsh reality. And these realities are happening. You know, we sweep it under the carpet. We're sweeping so much under the carpet, it's popping out from the other side. Sweeping under the carpet, it's coming out from the other side. He said, sister, can you please take your purse and leave? She takes her purse and she leaves. Then he sighs with relief and he says, Allah, I'm grateful to you, you've saved me. And then he says, خَرَجْتُ مِنْ سِجِسْتَانِ بِنِيَّةِ طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ وَمَتَا تَزَوَّجْتُ سَقَتَ عَنِّي هَذَا الْإِسْمُ وَمَا أُوثِرُ عَلَى طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ شَيْئًا. When I left home, I told my family, I'm going to acquire the knowledge of deen. And by Allah, I don't want to dilute my endeavor in any way. You saying you're going to China for business? Business? Define business, my brother? No, it's not your business. Oh, okay. وَمَا أُوثِرُ عَلَى طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ شَيْئًا. Anyway, coming back to the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, the one point that I wanted to mention here, the Quran speaks if a person is in a dying situation and nothing is available but wine and pork, then at that moment it is permissible for him to take to keep himself alive. But the Quran attaches two conditions, and I extend the implications of this whenever you have to deal in a situation which by its definition it's not permissible, but you are compelled to deal. And it's a world we have to agree. You're going to a counter, you're booking a flight, there's a woman. There is the angle of courtesy. There is the element of morality. There is the angle of common respect. But at the same time, there is this hankering ego that is now gaining, you know, momentum out of this type of things. And it's fantasizing over this. So the Quran says, فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ. He who is compelled to eat that forbidden, provided he does not relish the forbidden, and he does not eat beyond necessity, then Allah will pardon him. These are the two things. Are we talking to the sheer extent of necessity? Are we talking to the sheer extent of necessity? Today my wife was telling me that one of her friends phoned her with who she studied. And she said, I want to share with you something. I taught in Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi's Madrasa. And as a female teacher, obviously there were times where we had to interact in terms of, you know, addressing the students. So sometimes we had to come into the office. She said, I taught there for years. These were her words. I'm quoting what my wife told me this afternoon. By Allah, for all the years that I taught, the man never looked at me while I was veiled for a split second. She said, I used to feel offended. I used to feel offended for a moment that, are you excluding me? Are you, what is the reason? I mean, give me a polite, modest glance. I am veiled. He said, the man never lifted his gaze at me for a split second for the years I taught there while I was veiled. If people can do it in our times, in our era, in our age, then rest assured, it closes the door of excuses for us on the day of Qiyamah. Coming back to the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, we spoke of three things. Number one, he was a young man. Number two, he was single. He was single. Then, كان غريبا والمقيم بين أهله يستحي منهم فإذا تغرب زال هذا المانع. When Yusuf alayhi salam was invited to zina by this woman, number one, he's young. Number two, he's not married. And number three, he is in a foreign place. And you know, when you're in a foreign place, somehow the guard gets relaxed. You become a bit off guard. When you're traveling, you know, in your own environment, somehow or the other, you tread the cautious line. You are a bit more circumspect. You are a bit more conscious. But somehow when you're traveling, you are slightly or relatively off guard. You just lose it, or that's how the atmosphere is. So in that way, it was a more driving factor towards haram. وَالْمُقِيمُ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهِ يَسْتَحْيِي مِنْهُمْ. At home, there is an element of concern for those around you. Number four, كَانَ فِي سُورَةِ الْعَبْدِ. وَالْعَبْدُ لَا يَأْنَفُ مِمَّا يَأْنَفُ مِنْهُ الْحُرُّ. His present profile was that of a slave. And obviously, as a slave, not that he was a slave, they had imposed slavery upon him. But as a slave, the tarnish or the blemish or the stigma or the scar to your reputation is not so, you know, hurting to your image as it is to an independent, free, wealthy man. You know, one of my scholars used to tell us, and just recently he told me, and I said, subhanallah, how profound. He said, if an ordinary man, simple man, he stands on the side of the road and he passes urine, nobody will talk about it. But if a prominent man passes wind, also the whole world talk about it. Yeah, wait, I was in that gathering, man. Silent but violent. The whole world will talk about one man passing wind. Why? Because of the prominence of the man. It's the talk. You heard what? Yeah. See, we were sitting, it was a gathering, and one man, it becomes why? Because of the fame, the prominence of that man. So his position at the stage was that of a slave. So somehow it was compromised. You could get away easily. Understand the challenges. Ibn Jawzi, and I was reading this, I made so much dua for him. I said, Ya Allah, what have you inspired on these people's hearts? Again, it's piety that this divine knowledge comes to them. وَكَانَتِ الْمَرْأَةُ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. And the woman in Say is a woman of beauty and wealth and affluence. It's a woman who has what it takes to stimulate, to incite a man. وَالدَّاعِي مَعَ ذَلِكَ أَقْوَى مِنْ دَاعٍ مَنْ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. And when the woman is prominent and wealthy and beautiful and affluent and seductive, obviously to resist that temptation is so much more difficult. And وَكَانَتْ هِيَ الْمُطَالِبَةُ فَيَزُولُ بِذَلِكَ كُلْفَةُ تَعَرُّضِ الرَّجُلِ. She initiated it, so he didn't have the difficulty of fearing rejection. How many a man fantasizes, but the fear of rejection keeps him back. He fantasizes something, he would want to break the ice, he would want to indulge, but if I am rejected, what it would do to my image and tarnish my name. So that holds him back. In this sense, the woman initiated it and there was no fear of rejection. She came forward. وَزَادَتْ مَعَ ذَٰلِكَ الرَّغْبَةُ التَّامَّةُ وَالْمُرَاوَدَةُ الَّتِي يَزُولُ بِهَا ظَنُّ الْإِخْتِبَارِ. And she was assertive in her seduction. So it was quite apparent that she was not set in a trap. She was not set in a trap. She was assertive. She was vigorous. She was aggressive in the manner in which she came forward. Furthermore, كانت في محل سلطانها بحيث تعرف المكان الذي لا تناله العيون. She was in her own palace. So she knew the nooks and the corners. She knew the hideout. So she was comfortable with her environment. One is they're both in a common strange environment. In the hotel and you're overlooking and this car and that horn and that bell. And you know, you don't know who knows anything. Nobody is familiar. She was in her own environment. So she was more relaxed and more calm. وَزَادَتْ مَعَ ذَٰلِكَ وَزَادَتْ مَعَ ذَٰلِكَ تَغْلِيقَ الْأَبْوَابِ. And as an additional precautionary measure, she still felt, let me shut the doors. And she said, هَيْتَ لَكْ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. Briefly, I've explained to you 10 things. After all these challenges, and all this decoration, and all this temptation, Sayyidina Yusuf said, and may Allah make that a reality, with my tongue or my body language, so that I can also enjoy the closeness of my Allah. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah forbid. Allah has been too kind to me. Allah has been extremely graceful to me for me to become oblivious of His favors and entertain the thought of immorality, leave alone indulge in it. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Sinners, perpetrators, those who commit adultery, fornication, they will never prosper. Another incident mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, a group was dispatched. Let me share with you something else. This is also mentioned by Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayh. He says, إِنَّ مُخَالَفَةَ الْهَوَى تُقِيمُ الْعَبْدَ فِي مَقَامٍ مَنْ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّ. When I said in my initial comments, benefit versus harm. One is you succumb to that vice, you get the pleasure, but look at what you lose in. This is what Ibn Jawzi has written. Listen to this very attentively. He said, "Inna mukhalafat al-hawa, opposing your ego, mastering the courage to say no, and taming this wild, lustful ego, will elevate you to a station with Allah, that when you will make a suggestion, Allah will honor it." Not a supplication, a suggestion. Allah will honor it. Number one. Number two, فَيُقْضَى لَهُ مِنَ الْحَوَائِجِ أَضْعَافَ أَضْعَافَ مَا فَاتَهُ مِنْ هَوَى. This is the greatest part of it all. You will resist that temptation, and your nafs will throw that tantrum, and you will be restless and uneasy for that moment. But ultimately, abstinence from that crime will bond you with your Allah in such a manner that there will now be clout to your voice. There will be weight to your request. There will be meaning to your supplication. So your one sinful desire was not fulfilled, but a thousand needs of yours will be adequately divinely catered for. That's what he said. What did he say? Your one sinful desire will not be catered for, but a thousand. فَيُقْضَى لَهُ مِنَ الْ Now it's your choice. It's your choice. Either you succumb to temptation and then you come home, my brother, and you're a mouse. You talk, nobody listens. Nobody has meaning. Or you resist temptation and Allah restores your glory in your house. Your children obey you by loving you. Your spouse comes close to you by obedience. They are driven by your kindness and your character. And then he supports the theory. He authenticates it. And he mentions the famous incident of Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh. Abu Ja'far, the Khalifa of the time, had ordered the execution of Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh. He was in Mecca, his head was on the lap of Fudayl ibn Ayyad, and he was reclining at the Kaaba. Abu Ja'far sent his people and he said, "In ra'aytum Sufyan faslubuhu." Wherever you find him, apprehend him and kill him. Faja'u, they came, wa nasabu al-khashab. They prepared the whole thing to execute him. Wa tuliba wa ra'suhu fi hijri al-Fudayl. His head was in the lap of Fudayl ibn Ayyad at the Kaaba. People nudged him and he said, "Ittaqi Allah azza wa jalla wa la tushmit bin al-a'da." Listen, get your act together. They are coming, they've mobilized, they're going to apprehend you and kill you. So he was reclining. Now this is a man who had resisted temptation. He had built a bond with Allah. He had built a relation with Allah. Ibn Jawzi says, resist temptation one, and you see thousands of your needs will be responded to. فَتَقَدَّمَ إِلَى الْأَسْطَارِ. Fudayl ibn Ayyas said, he so gracefully leaped forward, and then he just held the cloth of the Kaaba. And he said, بَرِئْتُ مِنْهُ إِنْ دَخَلَهَا أَبُو جَعْفَرِ. Allah, I insist through the agency of the friendship we enjoy. Look at the words. Allah, I insist through the agency of the friendship we enjoy. Abu Ja'far must not put his foot in Makkah. And I'm not going to settle for less, my Allah. I'm not going to settle for less, my Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they ask you about me, tell them I'm close. Tell them to supplicate, couple with obedience and see how I respond. Tell them to supplicate, coupled with obedience. فَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Then you see how I respond. فَمَاتَ قَبْلَ أَن يَدْخُلْ مَكَّةِ. He got close to Mecca and he collapsed and he died. Ibn Jawzi says, فَتَأَمَّلْ فَتَأَمَّلْ عَاقِبَةَ مُخَالَفَةِ الْهَوَى. He says, oh foolish man, open your eyes and make the call and make the decision. I said, benefit versus harm. Sin is expensive, my friend. It's very costly. And my dimension of cost and exorbitant is not monetary. The biggest cost is it's compromising your bond with Allah. And there can be nothing more expensive than that. Something that takes you away from your Allah, there's nothing more expensive. Abdurrahman Mahdi says, Ibn Jawzi makes mention of it in Rawdatul Muhibbin, on the same place. Abdurrahman Mahdi says Sufyan Thawri passed away. I seen him in a dream. I said, Ma fa'ala Allahu bik? Tell me, how did it happen and what was it? This was the topic of the pious. Today the youngster, how was your first night? I say to the youth, if an average young man devotes the time that he spends fantasizing what he'll do on his first night, if he only spends that time in the dhikr of Allah, he will be the wali of the time. He will be the wali of the time. Today I often ask them, I said, you know what, have you left anything for first night? There's an element of excitement. There's an element of curiosity. All barriers are broken. There's beauty in obedience. There's beauty in compliance. So Abdurrahman Mahdi said, I seen Sufyan Thawri in a dream. I said, Sufyan, tell me, how did it happen? He said, لم يكن إلا أن وضعت في لحدي. I was lowered in my grave. حتى وقفت بين يد الله تبارك وتعالى. Suddenly I seen myself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Bukhari, يُجَاءُ بِبْنِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَأَنَّهُ بَذَجٌ. Man will appear before his Allah like a lamb. Not like a sheep, like a lamb. You know, small, feeble, weak, flimsy. What are you? إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everyone will appear before me, individual, farda, as a slave, as a bondsman. All titles fall. Everything you have, it's in this world. The Arabic poet said, إِنْ أَنَا لَمْ أَفُزْ بِمُرَادِ سَعْيٍ وَكَمْ مِنْ حَسْرَةٍ تَحْتَ التُّرَابِ. If I didn't live up to the accomplishment of my material goal, what's the fuss? I died as a layman, he died as an academic. But once we enter the grave, we're now on a common ground. We're on a common ground. Inside, the angels, common. We ask the same questions. Not if you learn it, they ask you separate. If you're illiterate, they ask you separate. What language you speak? All speak one. In أَنَا لَمْ أَفُزْ بِمُرَادِ سَعْيٍ. Okay, I didn't have the car you had. I didn't fly the luxury you flew. I didn't enjoy the embellishments you enjoy. Once we're down, we join together, we're on one level. So he said, I appeared before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَاسَبَنِي حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. It was a simple hisab. Allah Ta'ala then, by His kindness and grace and His mercy, said that I must be ushered into paradise. I was overwhelmed. I was gripped by jubilation as I was walking into paradise. بينما أدور بين أشجارها وأنهارها, strolling merrily in the gardens of Jannah. إذ سمعت قائلا يقول, I hear this voice calling out, سفيان بن سعيد. Is that Sufyan Thawri? قلت إي والله. Yes, that is me. That is me. He said, must we tell you why we've pardoned you? I said, my Allah, it's your grace and your mercy. And if you say it, I appreciate it. But you are at liberty. تحفظ أنك آثرت الله عز وجل على هواك يوما. Sufyan, you were sitting in seclusion. You were provoked to sin. There was no human close to you. The odds were against you. You had the equal opportunity to sin. But you respected us. You obeyed us. We've acknowledged you. This paradise is yours now.
إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة.
In Tafsir Uthmani, under this ayah is written, those who fear Allah without seeing Allah. بالغيب, unseen, when nobody is around. Nobody is around, that's the time. So what does he say? That is why Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, لا خير في لذة من بعدها النار. What good is there in the indulgence of a sin which is followed by the blazing hell of Jahannam? And Hussein ibn Mutayr rahmatullah alayhi used to say, وَلَا تَقْرَبِ الْأَمْرَ الْحَرَامَ فَإِنَّمَا حَلَاوَتُهُ تَفْنَى وَيَبْقَى مَرِيرُهَا. Why indulge in sin, the beginning of which is apparently sweet, and the remaining is the most bitter thing ever you've seen? What did he say? The beginning of which is apparently sweet. Not sweet. لَا تَقْرَبِ الْأَمْرَ. How can sin be sweet, my brother? How can the disobedience of Allah ever be sweet? لَا تَقْرَبِ الْأَمْرَ الْحَرَامَ فَإِنَّمَا حَلَاوَتُهُ تَفْنَى. We'll try and mention 2-3 incidents and try and bring it to a close, inshallah. Abu Nu'aym Fadl ibn Dukayn makes mention. He says, حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ السَّلَامِ ibn Shaddad عَنْ غَزْوَانِ ibn Jarir عَنْ أَبِيهِ أَنَّهُمْ قَالْ. There's a chain of narration. He says, we were sitting with Ali radiallahu anhu. Now the devil, he knows how to manipulate each person. One brother came to me and said, you know, Mana, I have this problem. I abuse my side. But one thing I'll do, I'll never look at a Muslim woman. I respect our sisters. Allah has given me that modesty. You know, our Muslim sister, Allahu Akbar. My sister passed. I'm never going to do this. Allah forgive. Yeah, my gaze roams elsewhere. Another brother came to me, wallahi. He said, you know what? Allah forgive me, I look, but I rather look at a Muslim woman. I know I can maybe get married to her. I said, ya my Rabb, ya my Rabb. The devil, what, how he manipulates. Sometimes my heart cries. I see this elderly, aged woman. She's up from 2 a.m. and she's reading Quran and she's reading dua and she's making so much ibadah to Allah. But then she gets on the phone and there her gossip starts and there her ghibat starts. And I cry, I say, my Allah, I can't do what Ma did. But the devil didn't leave me, he didn't leave her. You know, you cry out, you say, look at this woman's ibadat. In terms of worship, par excellence. But the devil knows how to create a hole in that can. And he knows how to floor it. So for me, it's my eyes. For her, it's her tongue. For someone, it's the hand. Heaven knows what. But look at these two, and these are personal one-on-one encounters that people came to me. One saying this, one saying that. And the devil is appeasing him that, you know what, at least you know you're not looking at a disbeliever. Whatever it is, he has iman in her. Have a Kit Kat, my brother. He says, we were sitting with Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, Ala ukhbirukum bi'a'zami zina indallah. Must I tell you of the worst form of zina and adultery? Kulna kulluhu azim. We said, but would we not be correct if we say every form of zina is incorrect and it's severe? He said, yes, but let me tell you of that which constitutes the worst. We said, tell us. He said, huwa an yazni ar-rajulu bi zawjati ar-rajuli al-muslim. In the eyes of Allah, there can be no greater form of adultery than for a man to commit zina with the wife of a Muslim brother. There can be no greater form, and by implication, we're not insinuating the other one is an option. We're not indicating that, you know what, okay, all right, I'm a bit on a milder side. Today the mind, you know how it runs, and people say, that was worse. Okay, let me switch from Fatima to Rosie or something. No. Please, my brother, for Allah's sake, don't get the wrong edge of the stick. Don't get the wrong edge of the stick. I'm saying this is the order of the day. This is the order of the day. Huwa an yazni ar-rajulu bi zawjati ar-rajuli al-muslim. A Muslim indulges in zina with a Muslim brother's wife. Fayasiru zaniya, he becomes an adulterer. Waqad afsada 'ala ar-rajuli zawjatahu, and he destroys the fabric of society, he destroys the fiber of the community, and he destroys one marriage. And the ripple effects of that, Allah alone knows. The ripple effects of that, Allah alone knows. Then he said, إِنَّ النَّاسُ يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْهِمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ رِيحٌ مُنْتِنَا. People on the day of Qiyamah, a foul smell will be unleashed upon them. The stench will be so intense that everyone will block their nose. Suddenly an announcer will call out, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَا هَذِهِ الرِّيحِ الَّتِي قَدْ آذَتْكُمْ. Do you people know what is this foul smell that has really caused you this discomfort? They said, we don't know, illa annaha qad balagat minna kulla mablagh, it's unbearable, what is it? And then it would be answered, ala innaha rihu furuj az-zunat. Ala innaha rihu furuj az-zunat. Alladhina laqu allaha bizinahum wa lam yatubu minhu. This is the foul smell coming out of the private organs of people who committed zina and died like this. The smell will be so severe that it will be a independent torment for the dwellers of hell. One will be their azab. The smell will be an independent torment. That itself will be an azab. Ala innaha rihu furuj az-zunat. I was mentioning to you the narration in Kanzul Ummal. It's the time of Umar ibn Khattab. The group is dispatched towards Rome. Amongst them is Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiyallahu anhu. He is apprehended and is brought before the king. The king said, I put a proposal before you. We say proposal, we think woman. Inni a'ridu alayka amran. I'm putting an offer before you. He said, what is it? An tatanassar. Abandon your faith and immediately you assume my throne. So Abdullah ibn Huzafa said, لو أعطيتني جميع ما تملك وجميع ما ملكته العرب على أن أرجع عن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفة عين ما فعلت. Give me what you own, give me what the world has, and ask me to entertain the thought of forsaking my faith for a split second. It's not an offer. Look at the extremes. The offer is the empire. He says, put on that sign, add on, put the whole world, and then tell me to forsake, entertain the thought of forsaking. It's not an offer. He said, okay, i'tuni bi malikati jamalil bilad. Go bring Miss World to me. These are the words of, this I read in the writings of Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayh. Go bring the most beautiful woman. She was brought. He's away from home, he's a young man. He's away from home, he's a young man. The king then orders that this woman must be taken into that room. The door is shut. She's the most attractive, the most beautiful, the most seductive woman. This is a young man, he's away from home. He's a human after all. A sahabi is a sahabi, but he's a human. He's not exempt of human instinct. He's not exempt of human instinct. Whatever is instinctive is found in a nabi also. Remember that. A nabi is happy, he feels sad, he cries, he has a family, he has all the human emotions. And the wisdom of Allah is that a nabi has those emotions so we can find guidance in those emotions as well. If a nabi was a different creation, then we could have only identified with his life in the aspects of faith and obedience. How would we find direction when it came to being a father or a son or a brother, etc.? In fatajarradat an malabisiha, she gradually undresses herself. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. I don't have to, you know, we know our weakness, at what point we would collapse. And she tries to seduce him. No movement, no attempt, no advancement. Suddenly she calls out, idha hiya tasrakhu. There's an awful cry and there's a scream. They all dashed through the door and they opened the door. So they thought, okay, right, we got him, we gripped him, we plagued him, we crippled him, we paralyzed him, and now he's a victim. She said, wallahi ma yadri, wallahi ma yadri, adhakarun ana am untha. Wa wallahi ma adri, adkhaltumuni ala basharin am ala hajarin. By Allah, this man doesn't know if I'm a male or a female. And by Allah, I don't know if he's a human or a stone. By Allah, this man doesn't know if I'm a male or a female. And I don't know if he's a human or he's a stone. Well, I read this and I only cried. I only cried at the words of what this woman said in the testification and the tribute of the sahabi. For him are the damsels of paradise. فَجَزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ وَالدِّينِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ خَيْرَ الْجَزَاءِ وَأَكْرِمْهُمْ فِي جِوَارِهِ بِالْحُورِ الْعِينِ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. For him are the damsels of paradise. Allah does entire praise in them. حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ, well guarded in their pavilions. كَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ, developed chest. Atraba, equal age. Qasiratu tarf, modest in their gaze. Baydhum maknoon, hidden eggs. Lu'lu'um maknoon, hidden pearls. The hadith of Bukhari, wala nasifuha ala ra'siha khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The scarf, not her hair, not her face, the scarf on her hair has a greater attraction than the beauty of the entire world. There's the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A greater attraction than the world in its entirety. The hadith of Targhib, لَوْ أَنَّ بَنَانًا مِّن بَنَانِهَا بَدَى. We said, people say, well, tell me about the hoor, man. Tell me. Talk more. My brother, I can fantasize and I can thrill myself and I can thrill yourself. I have a long way before I meet my Allah. And the way I'm living, I wonder if I deserve this year. I wonder if I'll get... It's for people like this. By Allah, he knows not if I'm a male or a female, and I know not if he's a human or a stone. Anyway, what did I say? Once you comply, then Allah gives you sweetness. The king says, right, now bring a big pot in which oil was dropped, and two sahaba were brought, and they were burnt in. حَتَّى ذَابَ لَحْمُهُ وَبَانَتْ عِظَامُهُ. The flesh was combed away, and said, now hurl him inside. As he's been driven, and as he's been taken, he starts stirring. So the king perceives contradiction, is a change of mind. He said, I cannot tell you the pleasure I enjoy with my Allah at this moment. I'm so gripped by the love of my Allah, I just wish I had more lives. How often don't we see when you love a person, or rather lust a person, I think we need a distinction between the two. And then you're like, you know what, never mind, it's R1,000, by Allah, if it was £1,000, I wouldn't wink my eye or twitch my gaze, I would have put it down. for me, you must be happy. That's enough for me. He said, oh my Allah, I feel so close to you, my Allah. I feel so bonded to you. By Allah, my brother, this is what we've gathered here. That we become restless outside and we become calm when we enter inside. We become restless when we don't speak to Allah and we have peace when we communicate with Allah. We talk to Him, we praise Him, we glorify Him, we speak to Him. We have a moment with Him. He is listening to us. He is with us. And that is when we will learn to forsake sin. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi makes mention of another narration, two incidents, and we'll bring it to a wrap up inshallah. This man is walking. And there his gaze falls on a strange woman. And for a moment he lost his balance. I remember of an incident, and I really think of this brother. Back in, I was still studying. I was a young boy, 16, 17. It was my first trip to Australia. And we were coming back, and I spent some days in Malaysia. So somehow we had a glitch, and I missed my flight, so I had to spend Eid there. Anyway, we made contact with someone, and he linked me up with another brother who was a foreigner living there from South India. And he was living single. So I said, we've got 3-4 days here. How are we going to spend it? We had a bit of a communication barrier. He couldn't speak the 5 languages I speak, and I couldn't speak any of his language, and 3 days together is not all that easy. Anyway, I said, can we meet with the scholars and the ulama? Broken communication. I said, I would like to go to the Malaysian Islamic University. No problem. I take in. Anyway, we get there. I say, you come in. Me no come inside. Arabic girl too much beautiful. Wallahi, it hit my heart. I don't know how many years have passed, 15, 16, but I think of that man. Arabic girl, too much beautiful. Me problem, wife, far. I said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I said, my Allah, this man has touched me. And it actually broke me. I wasn't married, I was young, I was single. But I appreciated, and it left an indelible impression. It stayed with me. I said, look at the consciousness of this man. I'm away from my partner. I'm earning a sustenance. I want to send money back. But if I'm abusing my sight, there'll be no barakat in that money. What am I sending back home? This is the taqwa that we need, and this is the beauty of a believer. So anyway, Abul Faraj, rahmatullah alayh, a great scholar, he was walking, and his gaze fell on a woman, and here he was, spellbound, was mesmerized, he was taken, and he just couldn't contain himself. So he decided to put pen to paper. Today you drop an SMS. So he decided to put pen to paper. And when a man wants to flatter, I don't have to tell you. قَدْ كُنْتُ أَحْسِبُ أَنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَاحِدَةٌ قَدْ كُنْتُ أَحْسِبُ أَنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَاحِدَةٌ Something is a new line in case you want to flatter. But if she's listening at home, it'll be stale. قَدْ كُنْتُ أَحْسِبُ أَنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَاحِدَةٌ وَالْبَدْرَ فِي مَنْظَرٍ بِالْحُسْنِ مَوْصُوفُ Till today, I always thought there was only one sun and one moon until my gaze fell on you. And I found that simultaneously you are a sun and a moon at the same time. قَدْ كُنْتُ أَحْسِبُ أَنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَاحِدَةٌ وَالْبَدْرَ فِي مَنْظَرٍ بِالْحُسْنِ مَوْصُوفُ حَتَّى رَأَيْتُكِ Until my gaze fell on you. And I'm not here to make jokes. The reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is the response of this woman. May Allah make that the answer of my sister if someone makes advancements towards her. May Allah make that the answer. I spoke at one university in our country. The MSA invited me. After the talk was over, a sister was sobbing in the corner. And I spoke on the grounds of morality. It was attended by open floor Muslim, non-Muslims. We had an interactive session. And then, not here, far from here, but in our country. There's a sister sobbing and she said, please, Sheikh, I need to talk to you. Went to one side. She's just uncontrollably crying. The brothers were there. The other sister pacified her. And she narrated her tale that when I came here to study, I landed at the airport as I was coming. Unfortunately, I was abused by a Muslim person and my entire virginity has been destroyed. I don't know how to tell my parents. I don't know, do I blame myself for the choice I made? Do I blame my parents for sending me here? I'm just confused and perplexed and I'm suicidal. حَتَّى رَأَيْتُكِ فِي أَثْوَابٍ ثَاكِلَةٍ وَصُدْغُكِ فَوْقَ الْخَدِّ مَعْتُوفُ And to add flavor to your beauty, your choice of clothing, and then your smile, it just sacrifices me. It just captures me. فَرُحْتُ وَالْقَلْبُ مِنِّي هَائِمٌ دَنِفٌ I moved on, but my heart refused to move with me. I moved on. Some of our hearts are in overseas also. They don't come back. فَرُحْتُ I moved on. وَالْقَلْبُ مِنِّي هَائِمٌ دَنِفٌ And my heart just stayed there. وَالْكَبِدُ حَرَّى وَدَمْعُ الْعَيْنِ مَذْرُوفُ I am infatuated over you. And I cannot possibly imagine not having a night with you. رُدِّ الْجَوَابَ Please do the kind and dignified thing of replying my letter. فَفِيهِ الشُّكْرُ Much appreciated. وَاغْتَنِمِي وَصْلَ الْمُحِبَّ الَّذِي بِالْحُبِّ مَشْغُوفُ And here is a man who will do anything for you, capitalize. You won't find a man like this. Oh, what an answer this sister gave. What an answer. She replied, إِن كُنْتَ ذَا حَسَبٍ زَاكٍ وَذَا نَسَبٍ إِنَّ الشَّرِيفَ بِغَضِّ الطَّرْفِ مَعْرُوفُ إِنَّ الزُّنَاتَ أُنَاسٌ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ إِنَّ الزُّنَاتَ أُنَاسٌ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ فَاعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ مَوْقُوفُ وَاقْطَعْ رَجَاكَ لَحَاكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ رَجُلٍ فَإِنَّ قَلْبِي عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ مَسْرُوفُ Oh brother, your appearance suggests piety. Oh brother, your appearance. إِن كُنْتَ ذَا حَسَبٍ زَاكٍ وَذَا نَسَبٍ Back in the days, a beard was an obstacle. Back in the days, a veil was an obstacle. All have been thrown aside. Your appearance suggests nobility and piety, and I would have thought, in harmony with your appearance, your gaze would have been modest. إِنَّ الشَّرِيفَ بِغَضِّ الطَّرْفِ مَعْرُوفُ إِنَّ الزُّنَاتَ أُنَاسٌ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ You should know better, a man who succumbs to zina, a woman who indulges in zina, perpetually they are in the books of the anger of Allah. They will have no happiness, no bliss, no goodness, no khair in anything of their life. That is the inevitable price of the sin. وَقْتَعْ رَجَاكْ Terminate your forbidden fantasy. Put an end to this false hope of yours. Stop latching onto this vice of yours. لَحَاكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ رَجُلٍ May Allah destroy you. How wicked, how nasty, how evil of you to make this advancement to me. فَإِنَّ قَلْبِي عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ مَسْرُوفُ My heart has been long averted from zina. And I would never ever turn it towards zina. And she replies the letter. He read it, it hit home. And I'm bringing it to the close. I hope my brother, he was fortunate enough, it hit home. I hope the message hit homes for me today. I have to ask my Allah, oh my Allah, let these eyes open in a manner that they don't close. My reflection is too short-lived. My introspection is too temporary. Zajara nafsahu, he chastises himself. He rebukes himself. He admonishes himself. He says, Imra'atun ashja' minka, a woman more noble than you, you should die with shame. He abandons a life of sin. He adopts a life of simplicity. He's performing tawaf of the Kaaba. Sometime later, this woman is also making tawaf. And here she makes eye contact. And she says to him, Hal laka fil mabah. Oh brother, are you now interested in the halal, the legitimate, the lawful? For me, nikah is an option now. She said, Sister, when I was not introduced to Allah, then that was an option. But now that I have been introduced, and I am occupied in the ecstasy of my Allah, and I am communicating with my Allah, I have become oblivious of those around me. She said, That's great. Ma sa'altuk illa likhtibarik. إِلَّا لِخْتِبَارِكْ حَدَّ مَنْ تَهَيْتَ إِلَيْهِ By Allah, we are making tawaf and we're doing circumambulation. The only reason I asked you, I wanted to ascertain what was your spiritual stage. I didn't want to wed you. I have tasted this before you. I have tasted this before you. I only wanted to know where you are. I'm happy to know that you are ascending the stages. Good luck to you. She moved on and she said, Tufna. صفنا فلاحت في الطواف لوائح غنينا بها عن كل مرع ومسمع while making tawaf many strange and peculiar things became apparent but respectively we were engrossed in Allah it made us heedless of one another while making tawaf many things became apparent Allah forbid in the house of Allah we you know in the haram our gaze would roam while making tawaf our gaze would roam So this is the answer we hope our sister can make. That Allah forbid and Allah protect and Allah safeguard that ever there's an advancement. Flip the coin for a moment. Ubayd ibn Umair. Ibn Jawzi records this as well. Ubayd ibn Umair. Great scholar. One day his wife came home. She's looking at herself in the mirror and she says, "My husband, you think there's any man who will look at me and won't fall in love with me?" One of the problems we have in our life today is I'm not praising my wife adequately at home and she's not praising me adequate. So we are hungry for praises from the opposite gender when we go out. We need to praise one another sufficiently that we don't pay heed to anyone making any comments. My wife has to be happy with me and vice versa. So this woman was really impressed with the beauty. She tells her husband, "You think?" So he said, "Of course, I know of a very pious man, Ubayd ibn Umair." She said, "Okay, you give me opportunity, la'aftinannahu, I will trap him." He says, "Go for it." So she comes in the haram, asfarat, she comes kalmustaftiya, like she's asking a question. فَخَلَا مَعَهَا فِي نَاحِيَةٍ مِّنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. She says, "Sheikh, I need to speak to you in seclusion." And she takes the Sheikh one side. And then she says, as she gets close, she unveils herself. So immediately he turns away and he said, "Ya Amatallah, istatiri. Sister, please veil yourself." She says, "Inni qad futintu bik. I'm infatuated over you. Your beauty is irresistible. And really, this was a pretext to question you, but honestly, I want..." Now imagine it's the Haram Sharif, and this is the temptation, and this is the provocation. So she said, he said, "Okay, no problem, sister. Just hold your tracks. I will respond to your call. Answer my three questions." She said, by all, my beloved. You know, you're like, I wanted to say no, but when she said beloved, it was too hard. You know, her voice, man, that crack in her voice, man, ya Allah. My brother, either you have her or you have Allah. That's your call tonight. You make the call. You're walking out with a drug, with a woman, with interest, with a gamble, with a palace, or you're walking out with Allah. You make the call. Remember the words of Ibn Jawzi? You'll have it for a minute, but you will forfeit 1,000 honors and privileges of yours. And you will resist temptation, and you will be restless and uneasy. Children have tantrums. What we say? Be tough. Be tough and put your foot down. Just keep in track. And after a little while, the tantrums are gone. You didn't succumb. You didn't have to buy. And the lesson is learned. This nafs is also a wild, vicious, evil thing. It's hopping and jumping. Either you're riding the horse or you're a dummy on the back. Make the call, my brother. It's not easy. Why? Because I've given this horse the habit to ride me. For 30 years, it's been riding me. Now suddenly, I'm saying, I'm the boss. So obviously, we need people to guide us and advise us how to hold the reins adequately and take control objectively. I have three questions, sister. You answer it, and then I will look into your matter. لو أتاك ملك الموت لو أتاك ملك الموت ليقبض روحك أكان يسرك أني قضيتها لك. Sister, let's just go forward in time. It's the time of your death. The angel of death is at your door. He's about to remove your soul. Would you be comfortable with this stigma on your records, this demerit to your account that you have zina in the haram with this man? Just fast forward the whole process. قالت اللهم لا. No, not at all. Never. Number two. لو أدخلت قبرك وأجلست للمسألة. You load into your grave, your lonely, dark solitude. And here the angels appear before you. Nabi Sassam said, أصواتهما كالرعد وأبصارهما كالبرق. Their sight like lightning, their voice like thunder, and you alone. You alone. I often cry to my Allah in my du'as. I say, "My Allah, the lights go out. I become uneasy in my familiar environment. A house I know, a home I lived in, a car I drive, a garage I open, a door I open, things I can feel and know. 30 years I'm in this environment and suddenly I'm dependent and I'm not. Oh my Allah, I don't even know my grave. I don't even know that place. And here you have this thundering voice with this bright light, eyes like lightning and the voice like thunder. The angels appear. Would you be happy that I satisfied your need? Allahumma la. فَلَوْ جِيءَ بِالْمِيزَانِ وَجِيءَ بِكْ. Sister, you appear before Allah. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. That day, Jahannam will be brought, and man will be brought, and he will reflect, but alas, it's too late. Anna, study Arabic grammar, anna, remote, distant. One is aina, one is anna. out, you lost it. The boat is gone, you've missed the train. Would you be happy that I did it? She said, no. Ittaqillah. Sister, fear Allah. You are in a healthy marriage. You are in a stable relation. You have a good home. You have 1,000 things to be grateful for. Stop your sin and change your life. She comes back. The husband says, what's the matter? She says, anta battal wa nahnu battalun. My husband, you wasting your life and I'm wasting my life. فَأَقْبَلَتْ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّوْمِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ. She became one of the greatest saints of that time. This person, in a sense of a bit of pain, he used to cry, مَالِي وَلِعُبَيْدِ ابْنِ عُمَيْرِ. What happened to Ubayd ibn Umair? My wife used to be a bride for me every night. Now she's a monk. My wife used to be a bride for me. I just told her that this man is strong enough, but subhanAllah, she's drawn the choice and made the choice. How many times I have to deal with families where one partner makes the choice and the other partner doesn't support it. Then you have bickering. The values are different. The social network is different. I had cases where now the sisters veiled herself. Now, she's obviously refusing, Maulana, I cannot socialize with that clique because here it's intermingling, crossing the gender line. And the husband, no, don't veil yourself because I cannot isolate myself from my friends. Then comes conflict of interest in raising the children. Can he wear this? Can he dress this? Can he name? These are all serious issues. The last words on the note on which I conclude is that of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. He said, Sahibtu Sufiyya. I lived with many scholars. He himself was a scholar. What was he any less? فَمَنْ تَفَعْتُ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا بِكَلِمَتَيْنِ. I can summarize. I can give you a gist, a synopsis, a brief rundown of all the advices I acquired from all my mentors, my spiritual leaders in two words. Imagine how profound those words were. Number one, الْوَقْتُ سَيْفٌ. الْوَقْتُ سَيْفٌ. إِنْ قَطَعْتَهُ أَوْ قَطَعَكَ. Time is a sword. What do we say? You're killing time. But remember, time is also killing you. Someone say, oh, you're killing time. No, no, time is killing me, my brother. Is it 15 Shaban? Has the year turned? Is it another Ramadan? I cannot possibly believe this. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Don't you see the rapid turn of night and day is bringing every distant thing close, making every new thing old? Don't you see the rapid turn of night and day? الْوَقْتُ سَيْفٌ. Time is a sword. You kill in time, time is killing you. إِنْ قَطَعْتَهُ أَوْ قَطَعَكَ. Either you cut it or it cuts you. Number two, وَنَفْسُكَ. إِن لَمْ تُشْغِلْهَا بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. إِن لَمْ تُشْغِلْهَا بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Your nafs, if you don't open the Quran, it will open the internet. If you don't open the kitab, it will open the paper. If you don't speak to the pious, it will fantasize with the sinful. What are the actual words? Either you engage it or it engages you. That's it. It's not idle. Either I'm dictating and telling my nafs you're going to be performing salah, or then it's going to be dictating and telling me you're going to be watching the news. Either I'm going to say you're reading Quran, or it's going to tell me you're going to watch commentary. That's it. Hafiz ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, the great scholar, said, O Shafi'i, he addresses Imam Shafi'i. He says, O Shafi'i, if your legacy was nothing but these two words, you left a rich legacy. Oh Shafi, if you came on this earth and you told us nothing, you didn't form a madhab, you didn't author your 200 kitabs, you didn't leave your legacy of profound poetry, you only told us two words, kafa lishafi'i thana'an. Kafa lishafi'i thana'an. Hafiz ibn Qayyim says, Shafi'i, you don't have to tell us anything more. مَا أَدَلَّهُمَا وَمَا أَجْمَعَهُمَا عَلَىٰ عُلُومِ قَائِلِهِمَا. How profound, how voluminous, how great. We ask the Almighty Allah, for the last 2 hours that what I was saying, Allah instill it in my heart. Allah motivate you. Allah energize our sisters. Allah bring a change in our atmosphere. Allah bring a change in our environment. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، لك الحمد كالذي نقول، ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول، لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا، ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واستر عيوبنا واشرح صدورنا وتولنا بالحسنى وزينا بالتقوى واجمع لنا خير الدنيا والآخرة. Oh most beloved, most kind, most loving, most gracious Allah, we beg you, we beseech you, we implore you. We ask you through the agency of your 99 names. We equally implore you through the agency of your Ismul A'zam, by virtue of which no prayer is rejected. O Allah, give us the strength and the courage to make the commitment and the resolution to abstain from sin. O Allah, we are feeble, we are weak. We make to you the dua that one of your bondsmen made, Amir ibn Abdullah al-Tamimi. Allahumma innaka khalaqtani bi amrik wa aqamtani fi balaya hadhihi ad-dunya bi mashi'atik thumma qult li istamsik ولكن كيف أستمسك إن لم تمسكني بلطفك يا قوي يا متين. Oh my Allah, you created me by your will, and then you subjected me to the temptations of this world by your decree, and then you impressed upon me to restrain and not to succumb. I ask from you, how can I possibly achieve this if you don't help me, Allah? Allah, how can I achieve this, my Allah? The entire environment has become evil, wicked, my Allah. The cell phone has brought immorality into our homes and environment, O Allah. We beg you, O my Allah, you guide and protect, assist and help us. The dua of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rahmataka arju, fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. O Allah, I rely on your mercy. O Allah, I trust in your kindness. Fala takilni ila nafsi, don't hand me over to myself, Allah. Allah, a child comes to his father and he says, help me. And we snub him and he says, no, I will mess the form up. I don't know how to furnish it. I don't know how to fill it in. Help me. Oh my Allah, I don't know how to love. Help me, my Allah. فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي. Oh my Allah, if you hand me over to myself, you hand me over to wickedness. Oh my Allah, if my heart is opened up and my vice is exposed, those that have converged here in the hundreds will be the first to flee from here, O Allah. It's your sheer mercy that you've veiled my evil thoughts. You've veiled my fantasy. What wicked thoughts I have of the woman across the road. What nasty agendas I have of my own family woman, O Allah. O my kind, loving, caring Allah, let my thoughts change. Let my dirty aspirations die. O my Allah, introduce me to your ecstasy, O my Allah. Give me your proximity. Allah, for now, I have been denied of it. I have been deprived of it. And I don't even feel I lack anything, my Allah. Oh Allah, activate my consciousness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, my soul has become dead and dormant, Allah. It has become inactive and numb, Allah. It no longer responds to distress signals, Allah. It no longer has feelings, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it never be that I sleep through the darkness of the night and my fajr goes without me bowing before you. Oh my Allah, as the pious communicate and converse with you, and they equally feel cold, but they feel hot in prayer, Allah. And they equally feel tired, but they feel relieved in prayer. Give me that prayer, O my Allah. Give me that comfort, O Allah. O my Allah, guide our youth, my Allah. O my kind, loving, merciful Allah. Pity the youth, O my Allah. O Allah, we have depleted all measures. We've exhausted all avenues, O Allah. Allah, we are hands down. We are on the floor. We are on the ground, my Allah. Allah, it's a nasty world, it's a vicious world, it's a wicked world, Allah. We barely exit and there's a billboard to tempt us. And there is a message on the phone to attract us, Allah. And there is a seductive voice to call us, my Allah. And there is a blasting music to tempt us, my Allah. And then we have our own evils, my Allah. Oh Allah, the ocean is deep, the tides are high, the tunnel is dark, my Allah. But let the sun rise on this ummah. Oh Allah, you bring stability to this ummah, my Allah. Oh my Allah, there's political chaos, there's political anarchy, oh my Allah. There's social dilemmas, there's financial crisis. Lives are going, children are dying, people are becoming widows, my Allah. There are bombs happening, my Allah. Oh my Allah, the mind cannot bear it, the heart cannot bear it. The mind doesn't have the capacity, oh my Allah. By your will, you have decided this time and this era for us. And you have ordained a period for which you have ordained, and we will live, my Allah. Give us strength to cross it in a manner that it is meaningful, oh Allah. We have nothing to offer you, my Allah. We have nothing. Our begging bowls are empty, my Allah. Our lips are dry. Our eyes are dry, my Allah. We say to you what the brothers of Yusuf said to Yusuf. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ. They came to the king and they said, King, we are in hunger. We are in poverty. We don't have money. We have fake notes. We have counterfeit money. But it has the shape of money. Be kind enough to accept it on behalf of money and give us something. Allah, we have counterfeit deeds, Allah. Oh Allah, we have counterfeit. Our actions, my Allah, are riddled with hypocrisy, with evil, with jealousy, with rivalry. We boast in the little we do. We brag about what we did. We forget the vice we continue to do. We feel great about ourselves, haughty in our tone, arrogant in our approach. We've seen great, great tyrants dying. We've seen autocrats being toppled. We've seen dictators being overpowered. But oh my Allah, we're still obsessed on our empire. We're still gripping onto our dominion. My kind, loving, caring Allah, we are not asking, we're talking to you, my Allah. We are talking to you, my kind, loving Allah. We've cried on this night and we've cried previously. We beg you, my Allah. You are not answerable to anyone, my Allah. If you pardon the undeserving, you're not subject to an inquiry, my Allah. Oh my Allah, if I favor the undeserving, then immediately a docket is open. There is a file that is made, oh Allah. There is a hearing that takes place, my Allah. You've declared in the Quran, Wallahu yahkumu la mu'aqqiba li hukmih. I decide, you override my decision. I decide, you override my decision. My Allah, you decide. Nobody overrides your decision, my Allah. You forgive, you have the right to forgive. You punish, it is your justice and your fairness. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, the many thousands of youth that are not with us today, but for unfortunate reason they are in clubs and pubs. The many Muslims that are at some casinos, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you give them a shiver in their back, my Allah, and you return them home safe and sound. Allah, give us satisfaction on halal and keep us away from haram. Allah, let us resist the temptation of sin, my Allah. Allah, give us pleasure in our legitimate, lawful, obedient, pious wives, oh Allah. Give us modesty in our gaze. Give us honesty in our transactions. Give us nobility in our conduct, oh Allah. Bless us with sublime character. Make our children obedient to us. Make us obedient to our parents. Oh Allah, those amongst us that have left this world, my Allah, the graveyards no longer have place, my Allah. Previously, we never heard of digging graves. It has now become common, my Allah. Such are the manner of deaths, oh Allah. Catastrophe upon catastrophe, Allah. If it's not your winds, it's your earth. If it's not your earth, it's your rain. If it's not your rain, it's some sickness, my Allah. Oh my kind, loving, caring Allah. Give me restlessness on sin. Make me uneasy with the intention of sin. I beg and beseech you, my Allah. Give me satisfaction in your obedience, Allah. Those that are sick, my Allah, divinely, miraculously, uniquely cure them, O Allah. You provide for them, O Allah, sustain for them. Those that are a victim of any tragedy or circumstances, You know their conditions better than I possibly can. Those that have converged and congregated here, you understand their heart's desires. We say to you what Ibrahim said, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنُ. Oh my Allah, we ask from you not because you don't know, but we ask because you've told us to ask. Otherwise, our hearts are better understood by you than our tongues can express it, Allah. I will falter in my speech, Allah. I will stutter in my expression. My heart is transparent to you. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. You've declared you understand my whispers, and more concealed than my whisper is known to you. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. I sit together, you are there, my Allah. Oh my kind, loving Allah, we ask of you through the agency of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you accept our du'as. We ask from you all the good that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you. And we ask thy divine protection against sin, against vice, against an evil death, against an unpleasant death, against a death at a sinful place, O Allah, against all evil and vices, O Allah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا. ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا. Oh my Allah, let there not be one soul that is deprived today, O Allah. Some people rush to a sale, 50 get the sale, 20 are deprived. Some get to a shop, 20 buy the article, other 20 are denied. My Allah, let not one child be deprived of this night, my Allah. Whether it's my sister at home or the little child sleeping on the lap, ya my Allah, let everyone leave with their spirit brimming to its optimum level. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.